Hello, everybody. This is Cousins for Christ. I'm Jeremy. This is my cousin and co-host Chris. What's up, buddy? How are you doing?
What's up, man? I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Anytime you're around, I'm doing good. Did you
Oh,
know?
man. We're not supposed to start these off with lies.
I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to do better.
Positive mindset.
So for everybody that knows, we've been kind of going over Revelations this week. Even though we just did one last week, we're going to kind of veer off and kind of hit a touch on a little bit about Revelations 1:20 this week. It's going to lead us around to Deuteronomy 32:8-9, which is the most debated verse in the Bible because depending on what version you read, it reads two different things.
Jeremy and I had what, like an hour-long conversation before this even started. I did not know how big of a rabbit hole I would go down on this.
I go all the way down.
Oh,
I go all the way down that
I'm
rabbit
not,
hole.
not even all the way down
I
yet.
mean, you
So,
ain't gonna do it in one day, but
no. I thought I was going to be ready. I was like, man, this is easy. I saw some of the like top tier stuff, and then no, it was
yeah,
I
it'll take
messed
you
it in
down.
advance.
It's a fun time though, really.
No,
So
I've enjoyed it. I was even talking to him about it, and he was like, "You need to calm down a little bit." I was like, "I'm not being aggressive." I'm like, "I just,
yeah, he's been
this
aggressive. He
is."
threatened to beat me up. I just
I
wish I was
did,
I wish I was recording him.
but I, he goes, "You wouldn't put your man with glasses on, would you?"
He's like, I'd put him on first for you.
I don't discriminate. So, yeah. So,
Let's
go
read
ahead,
in
bud.
why how they connect. Let's talk about how they connect. Revelations 1:20. As for the mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lamps, seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven lamps are the seven church lampstands are the seven churches. So you're thinking, what's that got to do with anything? Well, here's the thing. This is not a salvation issue, no matter which way you lean, or if you don't even put anything into it. It's not a salvation issue. It's just fun. You want to reach in and learn God's word as much as you can and try to dig in and I'll be honest, I'm kind of leaning one way and a little biased in one way because that's just how I was brought up and seen it that way. I didn't know there was another way to look at it until years later, which really shocked me. And so it ain't nothing big. I hope you enjoy this.
And you're talking about Deuteronomy 32,
yes,
not
Deuteronomy.
Revelations.
But the reason we're talking about Revelations here is because the angels over the churches. I've heard people say, and I'm glad you draw me back because I forget where I was going.
Sorry.
I was
Yeah, no, I
rambling.
just want to make sure,
So
like,
the
we believe
angels,
Revelation.
yeah, yes. So the angel of the seven churches, now angel is a Greek word or just messenger. It can be human. John the Baptist was an angel or messenger, didn't know what you want to do it. Was he a heavenly being? No. He was just, that's what the word means, the angel. We use it generically as like God's angels or, but technically angel in Greek is just messenger. So it could be either way. And I've heard preachers say this was talking about the human leaders of the church. And I've heard people say that, no, this was the spiritual of protectors of those churches. And you're like, well, hold on a second. Hold on. Why would that do? That's just weird, right? There's no guardian angels. Aha. Hold on. This is where we get in to Deuteronomy 32, 8 verses 9.
Now the special like precursor we're talking about, Old Testament, New Testament, right? We talked about Revelation 1 and 20. I said that's definitely New Testament. Talks about the churches. You can read them in with the letters and everything like that. You know what you're talking about. This is the Old Testament. So let's.
Yes. And I would just like to point out beforehand, don't let this scare you. And you're like, why would this scare me? And I'll tell you why.
Wait, why would that scare me?
I'll tell you why it would scare some people. I've literally, when I was, before I was actually fully in the church, I started researching stuff and kind of led me down this rabbit hole too. I didn't know Deuteronomy 32, 8, 9 existed. And which kind of, y'all have heard us, me talk about Genesis 6, 4. Everybody knows I love those four verses. And we'll spend hours talking about them. At least Chris knows. And so I sit down.
Noah.
I was working with the preacher. He was actually a Baptist preacher. And he also preached partly in the prisons. He would go into prisons and preach. And I was like, he's like, anytime, man. Hey, man, anytime you want to talk about that, let me know. I was like, oh, I got a question for you. So he came in my office and I said, hey, man, in just the 6'4", were they human or were they angels? He immediately said, yeah, we ain't talking about this. Got up and left my office right then. He's like, not even talking about it. And so some people just shut you down. Like, I mean, I've been shut down before. Like, nope, we're not even going, they don't want to talk. It scares them. And I don't know why it does. Satan's a fallen angel. Just because there was one, don't mean there wasn't others.
Well, I mean, we know like Gabriel, Michael.
If they didn't fall.
No, but they're not. No, I'm talking about
Yeah.
angels. I'm talking about
Yeah.
angels. And then there were thousands that fell, right?
Yeah.
That's the,
Yeah.
and
So.
it's not scary. Like it is, I understand what Jeremy's saying. It's like it's terrifying to think about, but like we're looking at this from an Old Testament point of view. This is pre-Christ,
Yes, yes,
This is pre-Christ. So this
yes.
is why this is going to be, I don't want to say an interpretation piece because it is in the Bible, and because it is in the Bible, it's important.
Yeah, it is. And here's the thing, we're not going to give you a definite answer. We can't. You know why? Because nobody in the last 2,000 years, other than Christ, could have
No,
told you exactly right. You know what I
no,
mean?
no. And
And
this is,
so, yeah. So you.
I messaged Jeremy today and I said, I'm definitely not ready for this conversation tonight because I went down this huge rabbit hole. So we're going to do our best, but this is an interpretation.
So
Like it.
let's start with King James Version. You want to?
Yes, sir. All right. So Deuteronomy 32, 8 verses 9. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons, remember the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. Number 9. For the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. So remember that. When the Most High divided them to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Abraham.
Okay. And so that is a very popular traditional reading of that text in the United States Church. Okay.
Sons of
It,
Abraham.
because, yes, because it's comes from Masoretic text. And
Thank you
but
for getting that.
here is the problem with this. The Masoretic text is a smaller text that was translated for the King James. It's not the oldest, and it's not the most popular text used in other places. Not saying it's a bad text. We're not saying that. Still a great text. Okay? Not saying that. So let's read, and I'm going to read it off the ESV. The ESV is also a
Can I
Masoretic
read about the
text.
Masoretic text real quick? I
Read
actually
it.
looked this up. Are you
Read
sure?
it. Read it.
All
Yeah,
right,
read it.
so
Read it.
the Mas and thank you for pronouncing that. The Masoretic text, I'm going to refer to it as MT, which is in this little, was primarily copy edited and distributed by Jewish scholars known as the Masoretes between the 7th and 10th century CE. Their goal was to preserve the Hebrew Bible with precise vocalization and accentuation. I messed that up too. The oldest complete manuscript, the Leningrad Codex, dates to 1009 CE. However, the Masoretic tradition itself began earlier. The efforts to standardize the text starting around the 6th century CE. So, just to give you a context of, do you know what the year that means CE?
CE,
Yeah,
what's the
it
number?
says
What number?
CE. It says 7th to 10th, but it
Okay,
also
so
says
that's
dates back.
seven. That's seven to the like. So if you says like 100 CE, which we used to call AD and BC, right? That's
Right.
BC basically. If it says 10, it counts backwards to Christ. Okay, it's like a countdown from 100 years to 1 year. Okay, and
Okay.
then AD is from one.
Starts the other way.
The other way. So we're going to read this, and you're saying to yourself, like, why, what's it matter? It don't matter. We're just going to talk about it. It's just fun to do, and it helps you get a better understanding. So let me read this Deuteronomy here, and then we'll read off an ESV and in the NET Bible, which is only a Bible you can get off the internet, but it is a very good Hebrew text you can read. And it says here, just to read very closely the same. And when the Most High gave to the nations to their inheritance, when he divided mankind, he fixed the borders of the peoples according to the numbers of the sons of God. But the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob, and allotted his heritage. And then let's go and you say, okay, so there we got sons of God. Let's go to the net. And the net reads like this. I'm only going to read eight. When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when he divided up humankind, he set the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of the heavenly assembly. Okay? And so you're saying, okay, when did he, why does this matter? It's in Deuteronomy. What does it matter? So, Chris, do you know when this division took place? When he divided up?
It was not when this came,
It was way before. So the problem with the
way
King
before.
James,
That's a,
yeah.
this is, and I would say the problem with is not.
Well, we're going over fur text, for lack of a better
All
word.
right, let me just clear this up. So CE means Common Era. That means AD, right? So I didn't even know that. Like before. Okay,
I
all right.
don't know. I'll be honest, I don't know the CE. I always still go by
It
BC
just
and
means
AD.
Common Era. It's
I
AD.
just go
It's AD.
BC and AD.
Yeah.
But so here's my problem with a lot of the problem with, and not my problems alone, scholars' problems with the King James Version. So the dividing of the nations took place in Genesis 10, right after Babel, when God divided up. It says this, let's see here. From the coastland, people spread in their lands, each with his own language by their clans in their nations. So the spreading went during Babel, right at Babel.
So,
Babel got
all right.
destroyed. This
So
is
go ahead
when.
and explain what Babel was. Before Babel,
So
after
after
Noah.
Noah's ark, God said, go out, spread out, populate, repopulate the earth. Man chose not to. Man chose after the flood is repopulated, they chose to disobey God again. And they'd say, now let's just build a city and we're going to build a tower. And we're going to be like the Most High.
Tower
We're
to
going to build
heaven.
this tower like it'd be in heaven, live in heaven ourselves in that tower. And so God's like, no, this ain't good. So he destroys the tower, he separates the language, and he splits them up. Okay. And at that point, he divides them into their own nation by language, race, whatever. Whatever he done. Okay. And so you're saying in King James, and it says in King James here, again, he set the bounds according to the number of children of Israel. Herein lies the problem. At Babel, there was no Israel. He hadn't even got Abraham yet. He just gets Abraham just right a few, another chapter right beyond, right? So there was no Israel to divide up the nation by the children of Israel. And so the reading here from the ESV, when it's talking about the sons of God, is more, I shouldn't say more, I do not know. Most scholars agree that it would be more. But you're like, well, how did this happen? Why does, how is, are you saying the Masoretic text ain't the oldest text? What happened? What happened? Why is there two different verses there? Well, you want me to answer this, Chris? You got it.
Well, you can't say the pro if all right, here, if we don't know, we can't say the problem with.
No. I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't
We
know.
know
No,
this happened.
like we're
We
not
know
like
for a fact what happened. We just
right.
don't
I don't
know
want to say
which
the
it happened,
problem with because I'll tell you, I'm a
though.
King James Version user and I
And
appreciate the text.
here lies a problem with one of the verses.
Here it is, or an interpretation. I don't want to say
There is
problem.
no interpretation. Here's what happened, one way or the other. And this is what most people agree on. We don't know, but this is what most people agree on. They don't agree that it was a mistake.
So, where are you
They
going to read
agree
the
that
translation? Masoretic text versus the Dead Sea Scrolls? That's where we're going?
no, the Dead Sea Scrolls didn't exist back then. They was going by the Septuagint,
Oh,
which is the
okay.
Greek.
Okay.
So the Greek is actually, even though it's in Greek, is actually older than the Masoretic text we have. Okay. And
Yes.
so what most people think happened, and it's probably it had to happen one way or the other, is that somebody was reading this text, a scribe, and when they rewrote it down, they were either protecting their beliefs by saying they didn't want on King, like King James Version, if it happened on King James Version, they were saying, oh, I don't want these other gods to coming in here. And God's the only God, right? So he didn't,
Interpretation.
it's not
Well,
interpretation. It
it's
was
not just
did it.
one person.
No, it was one scribe that did it. There was a scribe that did it. That text went out. I mean, it may have been more, but this set of texts went out. This is what it was agreed upon that by most scholars what happened, and it had to happen that way. Most people, it wouldn't have been a translation issue. It would have been, and most people think, and they don't know, but they think if the Septuagint one, right, if the ESV version is right, or Sons of God, they're thinking it is that probably right after Babel, or not Babel, but Babylon and all that, when they were away, is that somebody was like, hey, we need to protect our God, and I don't want no competitors, and they wrote it that way, okay? And if it was the other way for the Septuagint and the Sons of God, well, they don't have a problem because they had a whole plethora of gods. They had Zeus and everybody else, you know, and maybe they wanted to put that in. But that's one way or another what happened on one side or the other. Truth be told, that's probably what happened. So we don't know, but all we could go off of, and we don't know which one's right. It don't matter. It's not a salvation issue. Just research yourself and see, okay?
Well, so everything that I read, and again, you can go back, is like the Masoretic text was copied, edited, and distributed by Jewish scholars. And again, this was during the 7th and 10th AD, CE, Common Era, or whatever. The goal was to preserve the Hebrew Bible with precise vocalization and accentuation. Like they were also trying to, like, I didn't see anything about Zeus or Thor, but like
No, not
we
Thor.
have.
They wouldn't have known Thor.
No, they would have known. I don't think they would have known the other ones. Like, I don't.
The Greek would have known Zeus at that. But
Yeah,
you
but
know,
I don't want to go, like, go down
we're
that.
not going down that
No, but there are, and this is another
route.
discussion too that with Jeremy and I talked about, like the lesser gods or something talked about, like, and that is a completely other. Remind you, like, I don't want people turning this off right now by hearing, but like Zeus, Thor, all this
No,
stuff.
no.
But like, no, but like these are like conversations that were had about, you know, we're gonna get into and we're not gonna get into or whatever, but like you saw the Prince of Persia in the Battle of Michael. Like, we know angels existed. If this is like talking about whether the sons of Israel or the sons of God were actually divine providence, like divine people, or were they like humans, right? That were taking over the 12. But the thing that questioned me is like Yahweh, God, in the Old Testament took over Israel.
Well,
Like, he claimed Israel
so when he divided the nations after Babel, he claimed Israel for his people, and he
for his
brought
people.
he told Abraham, because that was his allotment. He's like, I'm taking this allotment right here, and he said, Abraham, I want you to come take this land of milk and honey, right?
But they were lesser known, whether they were humans or lesser angels. This was not, there was a higher God.
Yes, so the word Elohim, you know, it could be used for that. It just means like capital G God, or it also can mean lowercase God.
Correct.
The lowercase
That's
God
the way to
didn't
put it.
create
Okay.
anything. They didn't create anything. They were created by God. And so you're saying, well, why would God do this? Okay, so God, right after Babel, he remember the flood had just occurred, okay, not too long before. And that time they're repopulating. They decided just to do it, and they just disappointed God again. He's like, I done destroyed humanity once, all but a family of eight, and started back over. Now look what they do to me. I'm not saying that I'm correct here, but just kind of just wash my hands. I'm gonna split the nations, and you're gonna put in here like, well, how do you know he put people over them? Well, let's go back to Daniel. You want to read Daniel 10? You got that? You want me to read it? I'm
I
gonna.
got Daniel 10, 13, and then 20 to 21. It said, oh, okay, I just have the brief. It mentions angelic principles overseeing nations such as the Prince of Persia and Prince of Greece. But if you have the actual verses, go ahead. I
Yeah,
just.
so in Daniel 10:13, Prince of Persia. So basically, Daniel's praying, and Gabriel comes down to him, right? And he's like, here's where it comes. Daniel 10:13, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, but Michael, one of the chief princes, came to me, for I was left there with the kings of Persia. And then what'd you say the other ones were? Okay, 20.
Yep.
And then 10:20 for Daniel. Then he said, do you know why I have come to you? But now I will return. Hold on, say it again. Then he said, do you know why I have come to you? But now I will return to fight against the prince of Persia. And when I go out, behold, the prince of Greece will come. And so when you say right there, so Jews in their tradition, they believe that these gods, not gods, guardian angels of sense, were put over for protection. And what happened is some of these angels went bad, just like Satan did. Okay. They were supposed to be there to kind of just say, as placeholders for God until they came and the nations were reunited by Christ again, but they kind of fell apart and started getting worshiped and found this and I guess liked it. And this is where the corruption came. And you can see here, like when you first read Daniel, like the prince of Persia, that's not a prince of Persia, that's not a human prince. That is a spiritual being that was over Persia. When he's talking about the prince of Greece, that's not a person. That's a spiritual being. And then it talks about right here in Daniel 21, 10:21. But I'll tell you what is inscribed in the book of truth. There's none who contends by my side against these except Michael, your prince. Michael was considered the prince and also protector of Israel along with God, because he was right there with God, you know. That makes
I mean,
sense.
it talks a lot about this is another thing that I jumped into, and Jeremy has read a lot more into this. So I'm speaking from more the side of the listener here, that it's kind of like scary to hear and whatnot, but like when you look through it talks a lot about spiritual warfare. Like we have to recognize the fact that like at this time, before the new law was in, like Jesus cast the legion into the river, or into the ocean, sorry, or the waters. And then when they talk about Michael fighting the prince of Persia in Daniel's dreams, and then the prince of Greece, who was also mentioned, but it's also the form of spiritual warfare. So that's why we Deuteronomy 32, 8 verses 9 creates this controversy. Is like, are we talking about these that God claimed Israel, which through Israel we got David, then we got Jesus who died for our sins, but then all these other tribes and nations that were governed by fallen angels, lesser gods? That's the question, right? Am I missing that?
No, I mean, and here's furthermore, let's go to 2 Peter 2:4. If you don't believe that the angels rebelled against God and did a lot of this, in 2 Peter 2:4, for if God did not spare the angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to chains and gloomy darkness, but kept them until judgment. So we know right there, like, there's nothing to be afraid of here. Like, I know a lot of people didn't
No.
grow up hearing this, but it does scare people. But it
Well,
tells
think
us right in Peter, 2 Peter, and also mentions it in Jude, how they fell from their place. I mean, this happened of some sort. It may not have happened right here, and we might be totally wrong about
this may be
Deuteronomy 32.
a very ignorant statement, right? Because again, I'm telling you, I don't understand a lot about this, and now I'm just started diving in, but like, if they were cast into hell and cast in chains, the devil would never have been able
Yeah,
to
not hell, not
torture or whatever, you
yeah.
know.
Hold.
They would never have been able to, he would never have been able to like put his hands on Job. So there was free rein and stuff, and then there's like the giants in the new land, and there's just a lot of stuff that goes on in the New Testament that this is. I'm gonna say the goal of this podcast is to like create the curiosity which it has in me to like learn, like, all right, well, the Ten Commandments say no gods before me. All right, well, gods, is that just meaning anything that you worship more than God is a god, or is there actual like these divine creatures that are angels that are spread out through the world? Giants in the Canaan or what, right? The Canaanites or whatnot. And then it's just a thought thing to like
Are
we
these the
know.
same gods, or are you asking if like Baal and
Well,
the other gods, were they,
no,
could they
I'm
have
not.
been some of these gods, some of these fallen angels? Yeah, they could have been in the
Could
past.
they have been? And we're not like the main goal of this, and the one thing I talked to Jeremy about before we had, like, the New Testament is the law, right? None of what we're talking about today,
It's not a salvation issue.
it is not a salvation issue. It is not the same issues
Yeah.
that they had in the past. It was a different time. Like,
Yeah.
there's no throwing a swine before its pearls in the ocean and all this other stuff. Like, it's not that. This is just a dive in. And I'll tell you, like, when we first, I've said it before, thought it was really like this or that. Like, I was trying to find, like, oh, he's talking about the children of Israel, this, the prediction. And then all of a sudden we start like looking at the gods and all this other stuff. Like, there's a lot of references to it in the old biblical text. It does not affect our path to salvation today. Jesus trumps it all. It was predicted in the past, in the Old Testament. Nothing changes that. But this is just I mean, I've been very curious about it, and it is
Yeah.
Prince of Persia, the Prince
But
of Greece.
so let's get back, let's pull it all back into things. So
Okay.
this
Sorry.
all started through Revelation 20. Who are the angels? Are they humans? Or are they heavenly beings? This is just showing by reading these the Daniel 10. I'm just pointing out that there have been guardian angels over nations. So could those angels have been spiritual beings? Yes, they could have very well
I
been.
think they were. I mean,
And I'm not saying they were or wasn't. I'm just saying if you're trying to, I'm trying to bring it back around just where people understand where we're standing. Because this, hey, we're taking you down a lot, and you're like, man, y'all are sounding are confusing me. This is a confusing thing. This is something you got to look at for yourself and kind of dig in, like Chris did today. Like Chris Cobby's like, man, there's a lot to take in.
we want to drive you to your Bible. You have the internet, you have AI, you have all this other stuff to drive you through. Like, start looking at this, because you look at like everybody speaking the same language before Babel or Babylon, and then all of a sudden you have like Tower of Babel, and you have these demonic, and then you have the devil who has with Job and everything like that, like in the Old Testament. It's just because it doesn't apply to us today, because Jesus sacrificed himself, gave the ultimate sacrifice, took the wrath, doesn't mean that we should not study upon this. And kudos to Jeremy for studying more of this than I have. Like, I have not dove into the Old Testament as much as I should. And it's
Old Testament is worth reading.
wow.
It is
I'm
worth
telling
reading.
you, wow. It is.
You got something you can pull a verse up.
I can pull it up right now. I got it on my
Can you
computer.
pull up Psalms 82 using the NET Bible, NET?
Psalms 82.
And from the make sure it's NET though, NET.
I put NET.
Yeah, NET.
The Psalm of. All right. Do you want me to read a specific verse?
Just, there's only eight verses. Grab them. You
Do you
can,
want me to read it?
yeah, read.
God stands in the assembly of El. In the midst of the gods, he renders judgment.
Okay, is that's the first God's capital, right?
First God is capital,
The
and the
second God is
L,
lowercase.
but he,
Okay.
in the assembly of L is capital. God's is lowercase.
Yes. Okay. Keep
All
back. I'm
right.
sorry.
So as I read, you may give you the capital and
No,
lowercase.
I'm just on that just to get understand.
Okay. He says, how long will you make unjust legal decisions and show favoritism to the wicked? Defend the cause of the poor and the fatherless. Vindicate the oppressed and suffering, rescue the poor and needy, deliver them from power of the wicked. They neither know nor understand. They stumble around in the dark. While all the foundations of earth crumble, I thought you are God's lowercase, and all you sons of the Most High is capital. You will fail, yet you will die like mortals, yet you will fall like the other rulers. Rise up, O God, capital G, and execute judgment on the earth. You own all nations.
Okay, so who is God talking about here? He's not talking about humans because yet you'll die like mortals. Okay, he's talking about somebody that's supposed to live forever in a spiritual body. Okay.
Oh, I did go. I did read this one.
Yeah. And so, and then we're going to cut short here. We got 10 minutes. We're never going to be able to cover everything. We're sorry. And so that's a lot of things tying in Deuteronomy 32, kind of leading these verses from Daniel to Psalms 82, Pete, Second Peter to kind of all tie in, show Second Peter really didn't show, just says they would fall. We're trying to say, go ahead.
It says the present translation assumes that the Hebrew term Elohim, lowercase gods here, refers to the pagan gods who supposedly compromise El's assembly according to the Canaanite religion, which is a different tribe, right? Okay. Sorry,
But
that's what I said.
it's like I said earlier, it's speculated if this is true that these angels were worshipped like gods and did become the pagan gods.
Well, we know, like,
And we don't know that, but we're just speculating.
again, another speculation is like we knew, like, Noah's flood, that the angels came down and had earthly wives, right? So they were not.
And a lot of people disagree on that. And hey, that's fine.
Well, they can, and
That's
that's fair, but like, what I know, and like, you can tell me this is wrong, this has been going off script or whatever, is like, God want our all knowing God. Our Father wants us to love them, and He gives us free will. And same thing for the angels.
fine. He did.
Like, He did not create things or robots to just love Him. So
No.
that's what you had. Like, this is the biggest question you get is like, well, if He created the angels, why was there like a war
Yeah.
and Lucifer fall? Because
Yeah.
they had free will.
Yeah, I agree. So we got 7 minutes. So we're just everybody's thinking right now. Well, you've done this whole
Well, all right,
30
you need to
something. Hold
time.
on.
And you
They
need
said
to
this whole 30 minutes and y'all didn't read one thing supporting the King James thing, right? That's because there's not many.
hey,
Not many.
tie this in real well,
I'm
because
going to.
all right, make sure
So.
you tie this in, say it before you tie it in, because I'm the same way. Like, this is important.
What am I saying?
Tie it in, how
Tie it
this,
in.
yeah.
I'm just saying how the only verse that I can find, and it's just not me. I researched and tried to find, and the only thing I could find was one thing referring to Acts 17:26.
Okay.
And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the faces of earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place. And that's the only place I can tie in that ties in with the King James.
Well, that doesn't, you don't talk a
But
lot about sacrifice and stuff either. Like, it's
no,
not.
but it's talking about how one they all came from one man, which would have been Abraham. And
Yeah.
so we're not saying that's the only verse, and we're pulling another one that I would put out more. I don't. If you have more, please share it with me. I'd be happy to read them.
I don't. This has been a
It ain't we're trying to trash it. I love the King James. I got a King James. Chris uses the King James. That's his go-to.
well, he's the only one that said it's problematic. So
No, I didn't say
he
it's
said,
problematic. I just said that verse.
he said problematic.
Well, I told you
He
also
used
there's
that
a lack
term
of a
multiple
better
times.
word. I also said from lack of a better term. But
No, it's
got
enough
5 minutes.
context. So the thing that you should know, nothing about the translation, nothing in the Bible contradicts each other.
No.
Even in that translation of the sons of God or the sons of Israel,
No, it's
it
not an
does
issue.
not contradict. This is just us talking about something that is just something fun for us to kind of speculate about. There's nothing. This one is not like, would you say, like, have you heard those sermons or whatever? Like, even though this was not designed to drive you to become, like, confess your sins or everything like that, this is just like.
This is if you want to get bored one day and you want to look up in the Bible, look this up, and you will have all kinds you can handle.
But
It's fun for me.
it is fun. But you should study the Old Testament too, like, to see like the differences. Or not the differences, but like the history of the world. Like, it's important. It is important. And I've failed at that. I'll tell you 100%. I have not studied, besides reading the David versus Goliath story every week at church when I was a kid. and
Well,
maybe
let's.
a couple every times every other quarter here.
We got 4 minutes. Just close out on your PowerPoint here. What you got?
Just believe in Jesus. Like
Yeah,
this still.
which way are you leaning in this? Is there any way? Say, I'm
I
lost.
think it's. I think it's divine. I do think it's divine. But that made. I think it's divine. Like it, no matter what it is, it's still from God. It's divine.
Oh,
It
yeah.
does not matter. Lesser gods or anything. We have angels. We have all this other
Yeah.
things talked about. It's still from God. God is the Almighty. He's the Father. That's all
Yeah.
that.
It's whatever you want to believe it is. You know, it, like I said, we'll learn one day. Jesus will tell us, I'm sorry, my dog's going crazy again. She can't stand to be quiet
She doesn't.
for
She
this
thinks you're
period.
wrong. She thinks you're wrong.
Probably. I didn't say which way I lean yet. But
Yeah, it's still wrong.
probably. But don't let this scare you. You don't stop listening to us because you disagree with us either way. I'll be first to tell you, we don't know. Nobody's gonna give you a direct answer on this. They haven't been able to ever. Okay. They're not going to now. Jesus is about the only one that can tell us. And it's not really that important issue right now to us. Most of us just focusing on Christ. That's what's most important to us right now. If this has confused you even more on this topic, I apologize.
I'm confused, but
I'm a
I'm
little
studying
confused.
more tomorrow. I'm gonna study more tomorrow. I'm gonna be honest.
So next week we got Genesis chapter 2, which ought to be fun.
Genesis.
Not Genesis. See, I'm confused. I told you I was confused.
You've
Revelations
already messed up,
two.
guys. Man, I
Revelations
wish I
two.
had that little like face thing.
Yeah, I wish you
Is.
had it. There you go. There you go. So
Revelation.
we got 2.5 minutes left. Thank you for
Where can we
this.
go?
Facebook, because it's for Christ. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, anywhere you can download your podcasts. Please give us a like, give us a follow. We
Give us a
appreciate
comment on
everybody.
this.
Comment,
Please
comment.
tell us because
If we
we are
did a poor job, tell us.
guide us to the right answer that you feel is correct. Like we'll be
Yeah,
good.
help us. We'll read it. We don't care.
Oh,
We
a
got plenty
1,000%.
of time. So, any closing prayer?
Yes, sir. I got it.
Okay, go ahead.
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. We thank you for this opportunity to read over your good book and look at the Old Testament and the New. And we pray, dear Father, that everything we talked about today is in accordance with your will, most importantly. Pray, dear Father, we may not know every answer that you have in the Old Testament, and we may not understand every little thing, but we hope that everything that we do will push forward to the New Testament, the New Law, and bring new people and bring them into the saved, dear Father. That's the most important point. Dear Father, we ask that you go this week. You guide, guard, and direct us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank y'all.